Joining us on the line this morning, very special guest, Joe Charbonneau, nicknamed Super Joe, as sometimes. Now, Joe, do they still call you Super Joe to your face? Do you hear that, or what kind of a greeting do you usually get?
Well, once in a while, people will say that. Not too often anymore, but I'll hear it a little here and there. Some real diehard baseball fans, so I hear it. I still hear it.
Well, it's a nickname that was well-deserved back in 1980, American League Rookie of the Year, as you played for the Indians. Nowadays, and for the past, I guess, decade or so, you've been helping out in the Frontier League. What got you into that part of the baseball world?
Well, I got in Kevin Lomberg, actually, who played a little bit for the Indians, was a teammate of mine in 1979, and he got me back into pro baseball, and he owned some teams, and I started with Canton Crocodiles and Washington Wild Things, and just really enjoyed my time in the Frontier League.
And you're with the Crushers now, working as the hitting coach, and I know in times past you've done, you know, hitting camps, that type of thing, school. So, you know, hitting is what you're all about. Do you have a sort of set routine when you come to sort of help people with hitting? Is it, you know, do you have like a bag of tricks that you bring out and explain to people the fundamentals of hitting? What's the procedure for you?
You just kind of go with what a guy has. And I think the big thing when you're a hitting instructor, especially at any level, but especially in pro baseball, is the players have to trust you. And if they trust you and believe you're going to teach them the right thing, that's the most important thing. Guys are funny in hitting. I mean, they're afraid to change. They're afraid to do something. They're afraid they're not going to be successful. So you got to work with them. And I think the big thing is approach. You get a good approach. You don't change much mechanically. Most hitting is just in your mind. So it's a tough thing to teach. And you got to have the guys really believe in you and get comfortable with you. And I think that's it. It's a mindset, getting somebody comfortable up to the plate to face a pitcher. That's the biggest part of the battle.
How do you get that trust? How do you build that trust with a new player that you're trying to help?
Well, you just talk with them, work with them, give them some little tips every day, little here and there, and get them through some tough times. And usually if they're going good, they're not going to really talk to you about hitting. It's when they get in a slump, they're not hitting, they're not having success, that's when they'll turn to you a little bit, and that's when you help them most. I mean, baseball's the toughest thing to do is hit a baseball anyway, but when you're in a slump, I mean, it's very tough. Nothing seems to go right for you. So usually when somebody's in a slump, they'll turn to you, and that's when you can help them.
Now, when they're in a slump, do you just kind of try to get their mind on other things or give them something small to work with so that at least they think that there's kind of some kind of improvement that can happen? What do you usually do for that?
Yes, that's the toughest time. I mean, when the guy's in a slump, nothing seems to work. The best analogy I heard of a baseball slump was a guy's, I think it was Ron Crew, told me that it's like a cold. No matter what you do, it lasts 10 days, uh-huh. You know, or 2 weeks. So just got to kind of ride it out, do some little things, and try to get them through that time. I mean, it's mentally, it's a tough time for a hitter. That's the worst time as a hitter, because no matter what you do, you can't get a hit. Nothing seems to work.
Now, as a hitting coach, you have to work well with the manager, too, to know that the guy's going to get some at-bats, because without at-bats, I don't know how you can get out of a slump or even, you know, get through something like that. Talk a little bit about your relationship with the manager of the Crushers.
Chris Bongiorno's our manager. I've known him since he was about 19. He played college ball for me. He played some professional ball in the Frontier League for me. We've been together. He's worked for me. We've done baseball camps, clinics, lessons. He won a couple championships in the Frontier League, so he does a great job in it. And he's an easy guy to work for. He'll let you do your own thing. Stays out of the hitting, lets you do your own thing, and does a great job managing. Positive guy, players like him. So it's just a good situation for me with him over there.
We're talking this morning with Joe Charbonneau of the Lake Erie Crushers. He's their hitting coach, and he's being honored with a Super Joe Charbonneau bobblehead on Saturday as they take on the Frontier Grays. Talk a little bit about this honor, and what do you think of the bobblehead?
I'm pretty excited. I mean, you see them giving away. They just had they do different ones with the Indians. I work for the Indians also. I'll see them do different bobbleheads there, and so for them to do that, I mean, it was an honor. I was really excited about it. I'm looking forward to the ninth doing that, and my friends are coming out, and, you know, it's just kind of a fun thing around baseball. So I guess it proves if you're in baseball long enough, you'll get a bobblehead.
Exactly. Well, when you were back in the early 80s, I don't think bobbleheads were the thing that they did at ballparks. What kind of, do you remember any of the promotionals that were done during your time with the Tribe?
Yeah, I don't think they did. I don't think bobbleheads were big or they even did them. They would do with different, like usually posters. I had I think it was Daly's poster, a black and white poster done. So they would do like posters or pictures or cards, promotional stuff. I know we did the Wheaties cards with all the Indians players. Sets of the Wheaties cards. So baseball cards were real big back then.
Right.
They do team sets. But now I can't remember. Bobbleheads are a more recent thing. And people love them. They're such big collectibles. I mean, I'm already getting calls from people, asking me if they can get one, if they can buy one, whatever they can do. So they're huge collectibles for people.
Right. And I'm looking at the bobblehead. Nice smiling face, looking at your the brown hair. I remember back in your hair used to change quite a bit, different colors back in the day,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Now it's just gray. Well,
thank God you still
have it.
I
didn't have to dye it gray. Yeah. It just turned gray on its own. So.
That's
good. Yeah, it was fun. I know even before Rodman did all that stuff, we used to have fun. I'll see kids now, and they got their hair all pink, blue, all different colors, and I'll laugh because... I had done it since high school. I remember every St. Patrick's Day in high school, I'd dye it green. So I had been doing that since high school. Now all the kids do it.
That's right.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But I would do it purple, green, some different colors, have a little fun with it.
We're talking with Joe Charbonneau, the bobblehead at the Crushers game on Saturday. How do you think the Crushers are doing? They got about a month or so of baseball left before a postseason possibility. What do you see in the future for the Crushers this year?
Making a run. I mean, we won 5 out of 6 at home and played some pretty good teams. I mean, we're making a run for it. We're right there. So I think it's pretty much up to us at this point. I mean, the players want to get in the playoffs. They want to be successful. We're getting some more fan support. More fans are coming out. So we need the fans to get out there down the stretch, but we're making a run at it. We're about 5 or 6 games out. So we'll see down the stretch. But I know the guys want to get in the playoffs. They've got a lot of faith in themselves, and they think they can win it all.
Well, they've done that in the past, the Crushers, former Frontier League champions. They'll be taking on the Frontier Grays on Saturday. They're in the midst of on the road right now against the Aviators, but they'll be coming home for the Grays. And again, Saturday, August 9th, is Super Joe night, bobblehead night at Old Pearl Freight Stadium. And we appreciate the time with you, Joe, and thanks for hanging around. We enjoy seeing you every once in a while. I know you're in the area here, and you keep busy, and it's good to see you kind of have the Cleveland roots. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, I love it. My kids, my daughter was born here, my son in California. They went to Leary Catholic. Now my grandkids were born here, so I just love it. I love the Cleveland area. It's been good to me, and come out and support us. We need to see you at the park.
Sounds
All
good.
All Pro Stadium.
Sounds
Thanks
good,
so
Joe.
Much.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Joe Charbonneau joining us this morning. Again, the bobblehead to the first 1,000 people showing up at the All Pro Freight Stadium this coming Saturday as they take on the Frontier Grays.